every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Just taking it back a few days to a discussion that took place across a couple of pages in the Cairns Post about what to do with our ailing CBD. Ailing's an understatement. My God, it's a disaster. I did take some heart from the response of the Prime Minister when I mentioned the fact that there's basically an example of how we're on our knees economically because of the problems from COVID and the impact it's had on tourism. Please just take on board what's happening in the CBD. And he immediately responded, "I've been down to have a look." So he knows what's happening there. He's seen it with his own eyes, which was encouraging. But in this discussion the other day in the Cairns Post, we got some varying options as to how we address this issue. For a start, we've got to have the desire. We've got to have the urge to do something about it. Everyone that walks through the CBD, if they live here, should be embarrassed. Shouldn't be embarrassed at what people think of our city when they come here from other parts of Australia or overseas. It's an absolute reeking disgrace. But here's some of the commentary. We've got, here's one, two, three, or several of them. Anyway, this is firstly Melbourne-based Cairns businessman Richard Rogers in the Cairns Post. Now, he owns Maslin Buildings on the corner, Lake and Shields. And Richard said, while the Esplanade and waterfront developments were brilliant for the city, urgent focus was needed on a lively events program capable of enticing visitors to walk in. He said, quote, Lake and Shields could be made into such nice streets with lots of activities. So let's fix it. We need to get people up and interested in order to get people into the shops that are vacant. He said, who else have we got here? We've got Gail Allen. With tourism set to explode this winter as airlines and visitors begin living with COVID, five business people with much at stake have all agreed addressing concerns around safety, cleanliness, engagement, in particular Lake and Shield Street, should be top of mind for town planning. Gail Allen said, the city is a dead centre. And she's a long-time owner of Crave Cafe, is Gail. She went on to say this, we have created a monster, but it can be reversed. I'll have a word with her in a moment, see what she's got in mind. No surprises here. Woolshed owner Dom Davies said, finding a solution to the itinerants found drinking on the streets should be the first step. He said a designated facility and environment for such people should be sought. He said, quote, basically the itinerants in the CBD are alcoholics by choice and they are there by choice. So rather than pushing them from place to place, I would invest in a shelter where they can live their lives and spend their time as they want to in a safe environment, he said. He went on to say this will attract tourists and locals alike back into the CBD. But before anything flourishes, the first thing is law and order. It's as simple as that. I think he's spot on, actually, the law and order situation. At midday yesterday, I had a report through. There were more than 20 of the itinerant squatters in that commune at the Lake Street entrance to Woolworths. Just unbelievable. Of course, people just don't want to endure walking through there and getting demands for money and called foul racist names, etc. I don't know why on earth it's tolerated, but there you've got it. Now, Gail Allen's on the line. Gail's the owner of Crave's Eatery and Bar, their corner of Shields and Abbott Street. Hello, Gail.
Hi, how are you?
Good on you for speaking out on this matter once again, because we've got to keep fighting until we get some results, because it's going from bad to worse. Now, you're saying the city is a dead centre. We have created a monster, but it can be reversed. You've got some positive to share with us. Firstly, let's talk about the monster. How bad is it? And then we'll look at what we can do to address the issue.
Well, I was in a meeting the other day, and it's called City Anew, which is giving free rental for anybody that wants to come in and trial businesses.
Yep.
So it's month to month, and if you want to stay on, then you write up a lease and keep going. But I said to him back then in the meeting, you know this is not going to work. You know this is money you're wasting again, because why would you get anyone to come in the city when there's nothing to come to? You know, why would anyone want to set any business up? First of all, you need to take it on board that this city needs fixing. So we have a dark, at night time it's pretty dark and dingy. It's been lit up more and more. They are helping us with that. But there's nothing to come to. There's nothing to go, wow, what down there from the waterfront. The waterfront's got amazing. It's great. They've done an awesome job. But standing on the McDonald's corners, what I always said, you need to have a wow factor. You need to have something to bring them into the city. That's the only way they're going to come off that waterfront, and that's the only way we're going to get any businesses back, that they start creating something. But I can go on for ages. I've got a list of things. I've sent photos through. I've sent an artist impressions of things that I think that would work and not overly expensive in my eyes that could make it work a lot better. But they keep saying there's no funding.
Well, you made a couple of points here. Let's go to the lighting. You say it's dark, and I couldn't agree more. It's just a disgrace that way. It has been 4 years. We've had these attacks just several years ago on those women down at the railway crossing behind Cairns Central. We had commitments coming from all over the place. Oh, they'd thin the foliage out in the parks and we'd have much better lighting. I don't know if that's that you would describe it as much better lighting, but at least commitments were made then. You're saying, yes, it's still dark, but it's getting better. We are getting more lighting. Where?
Mm-hmm. They are putting in some Candelian lights, the ones that they're like party lights that come along and in that section between Abbott Street and Shield Street, because if you look, all the fairy lights run out on the Abbott Street side of the waterfront and they start again up on in front of Don at the Woolshed. So in between our section, just from Abbott Street to Dom's area, there's not much lighting other than the ones coming up from the ground. So we've missed out on all the fairy lights. They said because our trees are too small to put them in. So we have finally got these lights coming in June. They were meant to go in last November. So now I'm hearing another date. It's going to be June. But that is another step in the right direction that it will make it look a bit more lively. But that's not going to bring people into the city.
No.
And that's not going to put people in those shops at all. But it will give us a little bit more security as more lighting, so it won't be as dark, people walking through at night time.
I can't believe the excuse was there's no trees to hang them on.
Well, they're not big enough because they're going to still grow. This is
I see. Come back in 30 years.
Yeah, I can't see that shouldn't be an issue. You know, it's about the city centre being beautiful and they've just go, wow, the trees are too little. We're not going to waste money on that.
Now,
come
back to the McDonald's corner. Most of us know the McDonald's corner anyway. Look down Shield Street. What you're saying is there's nothing to entice them off the Esplanade into the centre of the city. What would you like people to see from McDonald's corner?
Okay. I've sent an artist's impression through to many councillors and meetings. There was my niece is an artist and she's Indigenous and she actually did up a welcome to Cairns sign, but in the local language, but can be translated. My idea is to, instead of trying, I guess we have to get them out, but instead of trying, let's go that way, you know, make it more Indigenous city centre, that we can actually have an archway written in it and some waterworks coming up with lights, and put some native animals, you know, lit up in, say, beautiful big Ulysses butterfly in the trees and a big snake. I've got all the photos. I've searched all over the place, people that have done this in cities and have the noises like they used to have at the library. So they've got something that's, well, what's happening down there, you know, and they'll have a nice big peacock with its feathers out or lit up and just not major. But somehow to have it going that there's something they can see down there to bring them up this way. Water is the biggest thing. They told me when they did the city centre back then, City Alive, we can't afford to put any water in because funds are getting cut and there was too much trouble with it before. We'll never put water back in the city. Well, next minute CPAC gets done and CPAC's got all water around there and I'm going, that should have been at the beginning of the city. Should have been at the beginning at Abbott Street there. A nice big water feature, just like CPAC, would have just made the city beautiful to have something at night time with lights in it. So I put all these things through. I don't think it's a big outlay, but you could be getting funding through the Indigenous side somehow or other to help move this forward. But again, I don't seem to get anything that sounds positive from anybody at the moment.
Now,
funding's not there. Onions are not there.
This is what Dom Davies had to say from the Woolshed. Finding a solution to the itinerants found drinking in the street should be the first step. Well, as pointed out by a caller the other day, it's not just the drinking, it's also the mental health issues too. But he said a designated facility and environment for such people should be sought. He said basically the itinerants in the CBD are alcoholics by choice and they're there by choice. So rather than pushing them from place to place, I would invest in a shelter where they can live their lives and spend their time as they want to in a safe environment, he said. This will attract tourists and locals alike into the CBD. Now, one of the big issues recently, just last week, is the work that has to go by council in hosing off the faeces off the footpath. The defecating and the urinating is causing the most repulsive stench. You saw that photo on the Cairns Post of those people holding their noses. Not only that, it is a significant health threat, a health risk. And that's one of the issues we've got to get sorted out, stopping that sort of behaviour as well. But he's saying, Dom Davies is saying, listen, find a place, a shelter of some sort. It's not going to cost $1 million where these people can actually be looked after. They'll be healthier, they'll live their lives and be more comfortable in a safe environment. What are your thoughts?
Anything. I'm so over it. I tell you, I was on the phone the other day to the police, daytime, about what had just happened in my shop. Next minute I'm hearing someone screaming in the alleyway down from us where is our toilet access, and the lady in there is getting peed on. On purpose.
No.
Now, that's what I'm telling you is what's happened in the city. Yes, it's disgusting.
Oh.
They, animals, just get them. They need to go. They have to go. I'm not sure where or what, but they need to be moved out of the city.
That's the worst. That's the worst
that
I've heard.
It's just happening all the time.
That
I
is
can
the
tell
worst.
You, all the time. Yeah, so for me, I'm on the phone with the police and I'm going, Hang on, I've got to go. There's a lady screaming in the alleyway, and that's what I come across, and I'm yelling at him to get while I'm on the phone with the police. So, yeah, bit ridiculous.
Midday yesterday, a report came through of this itinerants commune that's been established at the Lake Street entrance to Woolworths. There were over 20 at that time. And I don't understand why Woolworths don't kick up a stink, why they don't demand more action on that. Clearly it's impacting on their business. And, of course, they're going into the shop from time to time. That causes security concerns. I came across a girl at the checkout the other day. She was quivering in fear. She was shaking in fear because of the screaming and confrontation was going on inside Woolworths. I don't know why Woolies put up with it.
Oh, look, they're always gathered there every morning. I've asked for them to be moved because especially around lunchtime when they can smell food and their first instinct is then to walk down to us or somewhere, you know, that's got food. So then they're a nuisance, you know. So I don't know. They can't seem to move them on unless they're doing something bad, which I think they're yelling and screaming and whatnot is terrible in the city anyway.
Yeah.
Because they're always fighting between themselves, you know, and they're always drunk. But they can only lock them up for so long and the police have to let them out. So they're back on the street again. So if there is a place, I guess that's a great idea.
Yes.
I just can't see how we can get it that they'll stay there.
Well, Quigley Street, which was established back in Tom Pine's day, was all about this, getting a place to take them. But the first thing they said was anyone who's intoxicated or wants to drink there will not be allowed. So, I mean, straight away it wasn't going to be addressing the main source because they're legless most of the time, these people. Now, there's another one out in Lyon Street, supposedly. That's once again a place to take them as well. But I understand that's actually being used virtually as a holiday accommodation for these people coming in from Western communities. So we're not getting the use of these facilities that they were designed for. I mean, there were supposed to be buses going around 5 o'clock every afternoon or after five, rounding these people up, giving them a bed for the night. The staff go home at 5 o'clock. So we've got all these things that we could get a focus on if our members of parliament would actually focus on what we need to see done in our CBD, and particularly now before the tourism season, when people will see all this, be absolutely disgusted, leave town, and then tell everybody they run into, don't ever go to Cairns.
No, that's my concern, because these tourists pay these parliamentarians their wages. They forget about that.
Mm.
You've got to have the city pumped for it to survive for these people that are in our local government to get their wages every week. And they need to look at the big picture. First and foremost is their city.
Yeah.
That's it. End of story. I know suburbia's got problems and everything else, but you can't even run a suburb if you haven't got a city. In the heart of, is the city. They need to fix it. They really, really need to pull it out somewhere. Go over and above and get money from somewhere else if there's no funding here. But they do need to fix our city. And you look at every city, you know, that have had problems. They never tend to actually get over it, but they need to address it now. We're going to have another Alice Springs on our hands.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Very well said, Gail. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Gail Allen. She's got Craves Eatery and Bar down the corner of Abbott Street and Shield Street.